Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Everyone, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you. My co-host, Dr. Lake, oh, he's just been really, really, really on the run, on the move. We're just so delighted that he is a part of our show. But I really do want to say welcome to everyone. Some of you have been with me since day one. You have, and you have just wonderful. And I say it all the time because I truly do mean it. I just love, 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 love all of you. I really, really do. And for those who may be new to the show, welcome. Welcome to the show. Well, my co-host, like I said, has been really, really busy over the last few months. In fact, he has a busy schedule coming up next month, too. So, guess what? He may not be able to join us today, depending on his schedule, if he's able to make it, which is okay. We know that sometimes. But guess what? It's you and me. That's right, you and me. And you know what? I'm going to share just a few things with you today that I think you need to know. I do. I think you need to know. And for those, again, who may be new, if you have a question or comment, please feel free to dial in. You can dial in anytime. You can dial in anytime and ask a question. You sure can. All you have to do is just dial 215-383-3872. And guess what? You will be put into a queue for questions. So push option 1. And you will go live with me. That's right. You go live with me today. So, hey, guys, listen. I hope you had a fantastic Independence Day, 4th of July Day. That day has different meanings, of course, to different people. But I hope you enjoyed your holiday. Today I'm going to dive into a topic. In fact, I'm going to dive into this topic, and then I'm going to address a question. You know, we get all kind of questions on the show, or we get different types of requests, and we address different issues. And you know that the mission of the Marketing Pulpit is to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. That's right. We do our best to build strong businesses, and you're probably saying, well, how do you go about doing that? Well, we do our best to bring great programming that deals with business, event planning, networking, finances. We even touch on relationships on this show. That's right, because relationships affect our business life as well as it affects our relationships with our families. So we try our best to bring information that taps into all of those things, because all of those things are very important. But today, I'm going to be talking about a topic that I think you need to know, because as our population, as our society ages, and as we continue to get better, as we continue to grow mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, we also need to continue to grow in our knowledge as well. So when I come back from this short break, I am going to share some things that everybody needs to know. Everybody. Yeah, I said everybody. And it's true. Everybody needs to know what I'm going to share with you in just a few minutes. So when we come back from this short break, we're going to dive right in. Thank you for joining me. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon. Oh, it's a beautiful day here in my neck of the woods. I hope it's beautiful where you are. Well, you know what? As our society changes and it's doing a lot of changing, there are some things that we all need to know. If you are a mother, brother, sister, parent, auntie, uncle, cousin, it doesn't matter. You need to know what I'm going to share with you today. And I'm going to share it relatively briefly, and then I'm going to touch on one other topic. And if you have any questions, hey, I'm willing to listen to your questions. Well, there's some myths out there as it relates to long-term care. You know, from time to time, our families, members of our families may need extended long-term care. And we don't talk about this topic enough. And I want to just share a few myths as it relates to nursing care, skilled nursing care, long-term care. Because if you have a mom, a dad, brother, sister, even yourself, you never know when you may need this information and when it may come in handy. And I shared with you before also, it's probably been a couple of weeks ago, that there is an up-and-coming type of law. Well, actually, the law has been there, but it's getting more recognition now, and it's called elder law. And some of the information that I'm sharing with you today comes from an elder law attorney, Kelly Allen. And I think some of the information that she listed is really, really good information. It really is. And some of the clients that I've dealt with, of course, we kind of talk about some of everything as it relates to, you know, their finances, long-term planning, planning for their future, planning for retirement, planning for education. And this is one of the topics that's really important to chat about. So there are several myths that are addressed, and I'm just going to address those quickly. And again, if you have questions or anything, please feel free to call in. But some of you may or may not know, in the event that you or someone you love or care for has to enter a long-term care facility, the cost can be relatively expensive. It generally costs anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000 a month. And income can be an issue for those who may not have that type of income and have to be placed in a long-term care facility. Well, there are several Medicaid myths, misconceptions even, about Medicaid and how it will work or if it will not work. And one of the myths that's brought out by the elder law attorney is some people feel that they may have too many assets and that Medicaid is not an option for them because they just have too many assets. Well, in our area, well, in North Carolina, and this may not apply to your state, just depending on where you're calling from or where you're listening from or where you live, this generally applies to North Carolina, but I encourage you to check your state, because I know we have listeners from different places, different states, but in North Carolina, a Medicaid applicant is allowed to have $2,000 in account in countable assets. If an asset is not countable, its value is not included in that $2,000 limit. So the question is, of course, what are countable assets? Well, countable assets include things like stocks or real estate, CDs, some IRAs, boats, and stocks. I may have said that already. Well, if an asset is not countable, you can't include the value in that $2,000 limit. So the myth that I have too many assets, so Medicaid is not an option, that may not be true. And if you're married, your spouse is allowed to keep up to half of the couple's combined assets, up to a maximum of about $119,000. It's a little over $119,000. And that was last year, based on last year's limit. Of course, we never know what's going to happen, you know, in 2017, but that was the limit. So don't think that just because you have a certain amount of assets that you may not be eligible, because you very well may be. Yeah, that's a misconception. Another myth, and the reason that you need to know these things is because, again, you never know when you may have to deal with this or a loved one may have to deal with this, and this should be part of your overall financial plan. If you have a financial portfolio, these are things that you have to make sure that you include resources within your portfolio, or at least have information regarding what you might need to do in the event that you need services. The second myth, I make too much money because I'm over the poverty limit. You know, and that is a misconception. People think that, you know what, I am way over the poverty limit and I just make too much money. I wouldn't be eligible. Well, when determining Medicaid eligibility, only your income is considered. A lot of people think that all of their assets are considered. Well, only your income is considered. That's right. Now, your income, your monthly income must be less than the monthly cost of the care at the facility that you're looking at going into. Okay? Your monthly income has to be less than the monthly cost of the care at the facility that you are considering entering. As long-term care nursing facilities generally, like I mentioned, they generally cost $6,000 to $8,000 a month, typically income is not an issue. Typically it's not. Once it's approved, if it's you or a loved one or whoever the Medicaid applicant is, we'll more than likely use most of your income to pay for the facility, and then Medicaid will pay the difference. So just because you think you make more than the poverty limit, that does not necessarily mean that you are not eligible for long-term care Medicaid resources. Right? And there's a couple other myths as well. One is that Medicaid will make me sell my home. And this is a huge one. It really is. A lot of people have heard that people had tried to sell their home. They had to spend down because they just made too much or had too much assets or the value of their home was just too much, and they had to sell their home. And some people have done that. They've sold their home. But in most cases, the Medicaid applicant's home is not a countable asset. Remember before we talked about countable assets? Well, in most cases, the home is not a countable asset. And I think one of the reasons is because the applicant may decide to go back home And of course, the facility, most facilities would love for patients to be able to go back home. So typically, the reason the home is not considered a countable asset is because applicants plan to go home, go back home. And even if it's unlikely that the applicant will be able to return home, there's an intent there that's high enough to protect that asset, to protect your home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. Some of you didn't know that. But they do have ways of protecting your home during your lifetime and even preventing estate recovery after the Medicaid recipient has transitioned. So that's why this elder law is so important, and I wanted to talk on it, and I did. We spoke on it a few weeks ago about elder law and how elder law is designed to do its best to protect those who are aging and face issues such as estate planning, disability, retirement taxes, financial planning, abuse and discrimination. There's a lot of that that goes on as one ages. And so this elder care law is designed specifically to protect those who are maturing. That's right. Now, what's another myth? Well, the next one is, I may have to spend everything I have before applying for Medicaid. And some of you may have heard that before, or you've heard of instances where people had to spend everything. They went and tried to spend everything, sell everything, get rid of everything so that they could qualify for Medicaid. Well, one way to qualify for Medicaid is to first spend down to no less than $2,000 in assets and then apply. But there is another option. Medicaid asset protection is a process of evaluating income and assets and then devising a strategy within the Medicaid rules to try to help you keep as much of your property as is allowed. But in order to do that, you have to know what those rules are. And typically, your elder law attorney is versed in those areas and knowledgeable of those areas or those rules to help you keep as much of your property as possible. And you know what? And sometimes we don't think about these things when we're in the situation, because, you know, you're already trying to deal with the stress of a loved one having to go to a long-term care facility in the first place. And, of course, they're possibly dealing with the stress. And so you're not really thinking about these things or don't even know, which is why I want to share these things with you today. But there are strategies that are out there to try to keep you from having to get rid of all your assets. Some of these include establishing trusts or even making gifts. Annuities can help in some instances in this regard, purchasing annuities. Using some of your countable assets to purchase non-countable items. Also, long-term care insurance can also help if you're trying to develop or find a strategy to minimize spending down or selling your assets, even making home repairs. So there are quite a few things that you may be able to do before spending everything down to less than $2,000. Right. That's why elder law cares. Elder law attorneys and elder law is so important for all of us to know. And the last myth that I want to talk about today is only state-run derelict facilities accept Medicaid. Now, Attorney Allen brings out that although some facilities are strictly private pay, most long-term care facilities actually do accept Medicaid patients. And believe it or not, some of the facilities are beautiful facilities whose private pay residents are paying $7,000 to $10,000 a month. So don't think that the only facilities that accept Medicaid are state-run facilities or facilities that may not be to your liking, because that's just another myth. There are private pay facilities out there that accept Medicaid patients. That's right. So if you had any of these myths, or you know someone who may be in this situation, share with them some of the things that you heard on the show today. And for most people, it is possible to protect the majority of their assets and still qualify for Medicaid. Now, most of you know that most of the laws and rules of government can be very complex and confusing, and Medicaid is no different. It can be really confusing, quite complicated. But planning, and many of you know I am a strong advocate for planning, financial planning, sitting down, reviewing your information with you with yourself, but also with your family or whoever you want to take care of your finances, your power of attorney, or whoever. It's important to sit down and talk about your game plan and your strategy. And what's so sad is a lot of people make really, really bad decisions and choices, and then they seek an attorney or they seek help. But before you get into the situation, go ahead and start planning, making plans. Start making plans. Sit down and talk with an elder law attorney or some of the agencies that are in your area that really do their best to support families and individuals that may be facing these types of decisions. That's right. And in a lot of cases, your mistakes or not knowing can cost you a lot of money. Not knowing can cost you a lot of money. So it's really, really important that you get guidance from an elder law attorney before beginning this process. Oh, yeah. So, you know, I hope that you found some of that information helpful. I really do. There are a lot of new laws and a lot of new rules out there today. And the more you know, you can save yourself from a lot of bad troubles and possibly keep some money in your pocket. Or make sure that you keep as much of your assets that you've worked so hard for your family, you know, for those that you love. So when we come back, I'm going to share with you one other thing. And, well, maybe a couple other things. When we come back, right here, this is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Hi, everybody. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. Thank you so much. We were just talking about some of the myths surrounding Medicaid and long-term care. And I hope you got something from that. I really do. If you have any questions or comments in regards to that, you know you can dial in. Feel free to dial in 215-383-3872, 215-383-3872, and choose option 1. Well, you know, the time goes by really, really fast here, but I want to kind of share with you, as some of you know, I do a couple other programs as well as this radio show. I sometimes am a guest on other shows, and I wanted to share with you a question that I addressed on one of my other shows, and I've had some little comments and messages to come to me as well in regards to having more information or more questions and responses to relationship issues. So I'm going to share with you a question, and you may be facing this, you may not be facing this, but we have a few more minutes, so I'm going to do my best to address it as quickly and precisely as I can. Well, it is a relationship issue, and you know I feel that relationships do affect us not only at work but also in our personal relationships. It affects our health. It can affect us mentally. It just can affect us in so many ways. And so the question is, and I just addressed this. I just addressed this, I think it was last week, but the question, not on this show, but on another show, the question is, my husband left me for a younger woman, and I'm so angry, and I want to confront both of them. Okay. Well, as I said before, relationships and matters of the heart are so important. And, of course, my heart goes out to anyone who is facing, you know, a situation like this. And I know that it affects you at home. I know it affects you at work if you're working. And sometimes, depending on how long you've been married, and it really doesn't even matter how long, you know, pain is pain. When you find things out like this, it hurts. Well, one of the first things that I want to suggest is before you consider confronting the other person or even your spouse, your husband, that you really kind of think about the reasons that you want to confront the individuals. Because sometimes your reasons for confronting situations aren't the best reasons, and those reasons can cause you to, one, hurt someone or even hurt yourself or cause you to get hurt, and no one wants that to happen. So one of the next things, sit down and think about what your reason is, and knowing that you're angry and that it hurts, but also realizing that inflicting pain on somebody and getting angry and taking out revenge, it doesn't help you. It doesn't help the situation. And God forbid, if there are children involved, it doesn't help the children. One of the things you have to realize is people make choices. People make decisions. And when people make decisions and people make choices, sometimes we have to deal with those situations and those choices. But what's really important here is not so much the relationship that your husband is in now, because he's probably happy with the relationship that he's in now, but what's really important is you, your health, your mental health. You are important, taking care of yourself. And I know when you're in a situation you want to get mad, you're screaming, you're angry, you're maybe throwing things, you may be all those things. And it's okay to feel those things. It's okay to feel angry. It's okay to feel guilty. It's okay to feel those things. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, your anger doesn't change anything. The situation is still the same. One thing that may be helpful is to sit down and write a letter about your feelings. Not that you're going to share the letter with anybody, but write down what you're feeling. Get it out. Get the issues out. Write it down. And lots of people have said that when they've written things in journals, it makes them feel better. I know I've experienced some pain in my life, and writing was a wonderful escape for me. Writing music has been a wonderful escape for me. And also, making sure that you take care of your children. Sometimes people stop taking care of everything. They stop taking care of the house. They stop taking care of the kids because they're so angry and depressed. And if you find that you are depressed and you're angry and it's not going away, you can't deal with it, you might want to get help. And Dr. Lake, when he's on the show, he's always encouraging people to get help. And there's so many other things that I want to say in regards to this topic. And you know what? I may pick this up on next week because there are a few other things that I didn't get a chance to get to. But if you are in that situation, you come back next week. Tune in next week. And I am going to continue to address this issue because it is huge. And it does hurt. It really, really does. And we don't want any of our listeners to hurt if they don't have to. But guess what? You're special. You're beautiful. And guess what? If someone does that to you, you don't need them anyway. You really, really don't. Why get upset and be chasing somebody who doesn't want you? As wonderful as you are, as beautiful as you are, you deserve somebody who loves you, who respects you, and wants to be with you. Let it go. That's right. Just let it go. But we're going to be here for you no matter what. So, hey, this is Sharon, and I want to thank you so much for joining me on the show today. I hope you have a wonderful day. And tune in next week. Tell your family, tell your friends to tune in every week. And by the grace, we'll be here next week. Hey, listen, my dad used to tell me when I was younger, if you want to be successful in life, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I pass that on to you. Surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are, who love you, respect you, and care for you. And I guarantee you, you'll see changes in your life. Thank you for joining me right here on This is Sharon. Have a great day.